Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's National Handshake Day today. You know, if the pandemic had to take one thing away, and it had to be handshakes, I'm kind of happy about that. I have a weak handshake. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, June 24th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, National Handshake Day today. I'm assuming not many people are going to be shaking hands. It's weird now when you meet people. We have that tradition of shaking each other's hands and exchanging germs, and we don't do that anymore. It's a little weird. It's a little awkward. Like, do you do the you know, like elbow bump thing? What do you do? There's alternatives to handshaking, and some websites have some ideas. What I do is just kind of like do a little wave. And that's got to work. Maybe I have a weak wave, just like I had a weak handshake. I don't know. What you can do, here's EarlBrown.com. Earl Brown Heritage Center. This is the website that I found on this. Some alternatives to handshaking. Well, you can just say hello. That works for me. You can wave. You could do like one of those little head nod things, right? Now, I do this differently, depending on either the age group or the person. You know, like if it's an older person, my head goes up. I don't know. No. My head goes down for an older person. There you go. Head goes down. For a younger person, head goes up. You know, it's like, what's up? It's like I'm talking to, like, I don't know, like a Gen Xer, millennial, head goes up. Boomer, older, head goes down. I don't know why. It's just a natural reaction. That's what I do. I don't know why I do that. But there, letting you into some of my oddities. Let's see. You can tap feet. That seems much worse than what I just described. You can salute. You can curtsy. You can give a peace sign. And you can do a namaste or yoga bow. You can do a Vulcan salute as well. So there's plenty of things to do other than shake hands and exchange germs. That's one of the things about the pandemic. I didn't get sick for an entire year because I wasn't touching other people. Well, I wasn't also seeing other people, and I was wearing a mask. So I guess maybe that helped too. But I'm just going to say it was handshakes that kept me safe. No handshakes for a year and a half. So I'm glad to see that one go away. One thing that I'm really happy about for today is International Fairy Day. Yeah, you know, the mythical, magical, tiny little creatures, the fairies out there that the kids just love. You know, they build the little fairy gardens. My friend Regina, who coincidentally, it's her birthday today, her daughter Iris builds these cute little fairy houses out in the garden, and, you know, little fairy gardens and things like that. So the fairies, we're celebrating them today. So if you know a fairy, you know, Tinkerbell, I can't think of the other ones because I didn't watch enough of those movies. I watched them maybe 500 times with little kids. But yeah, there you go. You can say happy International Fairy Day to Tinkerbell today. It's also, don't shake your hand though. It's also swim a lap day. Now, usually I give world's records, you know, and say, oh, you can go do this. You can go make the biggest croissant or whatever it is. I don't think there's a point in me telling you the, okay, I will. All right. You talked me into it. I'll do it. Swim a lap day. The fastest freestyle 50 meter is 21 seconds. Good luck with that. You know what? Maybe we'll see some world records set at the Olympics. Swimming, the 2020 Summer Olympics, because it's still called the 2020, even though it's 2021. I guess they didn't want to change the logo. Will begin on July 24th. So 1 month from now, maybe we'll see some records break. Of course, there's protests. There's crazy stuff happening. And maybe Maybe there won't be an Olympics. I don't know. I hope there is, because it would be kind of fun to see. Just getting back to normal, you know, something normal. No, not handshaking. Anything but handshaking. But yeah, if we can get back to a little bit of normal, I think the Olympics maybe could help us do that. I don't know. I think it would be fun. All right, let's take a look at our events for today. Yeah, we start in 1916. Yeah, we're going way back for this first one. Mary Pickford. You've heard the name, right? Mary Pickford. She was the first female film star to sign a multi-million dollar contract. She did that on this day in 1916. They called her America's sweetheart. She was the first real megastar, but I gotta tell you this. She was Canadian. Yeah. America's sweetheart was Canadian. It's all lies, you know? It's very upsetting. In 1909, Mary Pickford starred in 51 films just in that one year. So she was in a ton of films. And the thing was, she was in like the silent films, not what they called the talkies, you know, the talkies that we have now. Yeah, she said that adding sound to movies would be like putting lipstick on the Venus de Milo. She was not a fan of the talkies, but apparently she was a fan of something because she made a bunch of them. And also she co-founded United Artists along with Charlie Chaplin. Wow, I can't say his name. D.W. Griffith and her husband, Douglas Fairbanks. She was also the first person to leave handprints at Grauman's Chinese Theater. So you can actually go put your hand there and see if your hand is bigger. I guess that would be kind of germy too, right? Maybe that's like handshaking. You can shake hands with Mary Pickford. There you go. That's maybe a little better. 1949 on this day, the first television Western premiered. Yeah, Hopalong Cassidy. I've never seen it. I wasn't around in 1949, but I've heard the name Hopalong Cassidy. It was also on radio. There was books, comics, things like that around that. Well, this one starred William Boyd. And the thing was, it actually started by just taking the B-movie Westerns and turning them into a weekly series. They just re-edited them and used those, right? Maybe they could have done that with Pickford's movies since there was 51 in one year. That's more than a season. But yeah, these like became the hot thing, right? Well, this one debuted on NBC a decade later. Over the whole 50s, there was a huge boom. But 1959, 14 Westerns debuted just in that one year. By March of 1959, 8 of the top 10 television shows were Westerns. And guess what? They sold an estimated $125 million in toys related to those Westerns. Just imagine how much money that is today. I didn't do the math beforehand, so I'm not going to tell you, but I'm assuming it would be a lot. Somebody can do that math and maybe tweet me. And here's the thing with the Westerns. You know, you got to have horses, right? And actually, the horses made more than the extras in the background. Yeah, the horses made $100 per day, whereas an extra would make $22 per day. That's still good money for back then. I guess you couldn't really buy too many Western toys with just $22 a day, but still good money, I guess. And they basically rode into the sunset off of television in the late 60s, early 70s. And of course, you know, one of the biggest running shows was Gunsmoke, which is a Western. That got overtaken by The Simpsons, which is now currently the longest running television show. 1977 on this day, Jimmy Carter decided to finally reveal his taxes. Okay, yeah, I know. We've had all that talk a little while ago about Trump and his taxes and when he's going to release them. And we still don't know when he's going to release them. But Jimmy Carter released his on this day. And guess what? He paid nothing. Yeah, he owed nada. Here's what they said about it. President Carter and his wife, Rosalynn, owed no federal income tax last year, but will give $6,000 because the Carter's strong feeling that the people in his income bracket should pay some tax. I think that was to save some face because he paid nothing. Yeah, his adjusted gross income for 1976 was a little under $55,000. And that was down massively from the year before because he wasn't able to run his peanut processing business. And well, after deductions from new equipment and things like that and other purchases for the peanut biz, he, well, didn't owe any taxes. So there you go. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Born in 1980, Minka Kelly turns 41. Mandy Calling is 42. Solange Knowles is 35. Roy O. Disney was born on this day in 1893. He ran Disney Parks after his brother Walt died. And Jeff Beck is 77. One more birthday here. The host of Game On Girl podcast. If you haven't checked it out, you need to. Regina McMenemy. We'll just say that she's older than me today. How about that? That's your look at June 24th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.